Number three is American Beauty from 1999.
Waste of time.
You don't like this one either?
Like Tubular Bells on Maple, what we just heard.
It's fun, though. Well, have you seen this movie?
Stephanie Mason.
Annette Bening.
Oh, yeah. I have sexy seen it. It's been a long time.
She's gorgeous.
She was sexy before. What's his name started tagging her?
Yeah.
This is a great song.
Yes, this is in the movie when he decides to start lifting weights and getting in shape.
Who, Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey.
Who wants to see that? Phony.
Well, this is one of my favorite movies. This is a great, great flick from beginning to end. All these ones today are. It's Shawshank Redemption.
I'll see him one day.
Oh, this is a fantastic flick. It captures attitude. It captures middle-aged white man.
I remember that. Can you watch a movie with an actor or actress you can't stand to look at?
Yeah.
I can. Why?
I love movies.
Yeah. Something wrong with you.
I love movies.
But in your private life, if you don't like someone, you don't talk to them.
For the most part. I try not to anymore. Yeah, but it's different now.
You're going to need more than two beers after this is over.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I've been keeping it light.
Not on the cruise, but that's okay. That's the time to party. You want to call Julie Barr and put her on the air?
I think she's home, actually.
Do you have her phone? Did you get her phone number?
Yeah, I got her number, yeah.
Why don't you call her up and say Pooch is in the studio? Can you put a phone call on the air?
Yeah, I could.
Well, if we run out of time.
We're talking about American Beauty.
I know, but if this ends at 52 past the hour and you have 8 minutes, just put pressure on her and put her on the air.
Yeah, another day.
Yeah.
Another day for that.
Yeah.
We'll Warren Beatty is who you were thinking of.
He's okay.
He's still with her. Leave her? Why would you leave a beauty like Annette Bening?
Well, she's not too beautiful today.
Nah.
She looks like Mike Ditka today.
Nobody looks good. Yeah, Mike Ditka.
Looks like she's from New Hampshire.
Uh-huh. Did you see Bee and Julie or the kids are all right?
Kids are all right. I saw, I believe, at the Orson Welles Theater in Harvard Square.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was under the influence of something more than love that night, so I don't remember it.
This is the Annette Bening one, where she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Or was it the Who?
Two women.
I think it's all right.
Two women doing the clam jam does nothing for me.
Come on,
Larry. This is public radio.
How about the Grifters? You see the Grifters?
Yes. I love Angelica Houston. Don't you find her sexy?
Oh, she is.
She's sexy.
In a creepy way.
Yeah.
Sexy and creepy.
John Cusack?
Yes.
Was he in The Sure Thing, too?
Yes.
That was pretty funny.
Fantastic.
The fat guy in the bar going, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
It was like looking at me back then. It was great.
Yeah. I won't get to get Kevin Spacey's fantastic in American Beauty.
But he's a homosexual. Does that count for anything?
Well, the thing is, this is where I sit and I say, you know what? This is his work, and I can be able to sit back and say this is a film with Kevin Spacey versus I don't like Kevin Spacey. I can do that.
Look, I like Judy Garland too, mm-hmm. but if I'm an outie, I'm looking for an innie. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years, and I'm just now waking up. Both my wife and daughter think I'm this gigantic loser. And they're right. I have lost something. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I know I didn't always feel this sedated. But you know what? It's never too late to get it back.
So American Beauty, 1999, American drama film by Sam Mendes, written by Alan Ball. Kevin Spacey stars as Lester Burnham, 42-year-old advertising executive who's having a midlife crisis, and he becomes infatuated with his teenage daughter's best friend. Annette Bening is co-star as Lester's materialistic wife, Carolyn, and Thora Birch is their insecure daughter, Jane. And Wes Bentley, Chris Cooper, Allison Janney also show up in the film. It's great. It's a movie about paternal love and beauty, materialism, liberation, redemption, sexuality. Do you think people shouldn't see this movie because Kevin Spacey's in it?
Ah, you can do whatever you want to do. Of course, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, no. But I'm just thinking, in 2018, there are people that will not see this movie specifically because Kevin Spacey's in it. And that's a problem that I have.
What's your choice?
That's the dismissal thing that I don't like.
If you like an actor, actress, go see them.
Yeah.
If you like NASCAR racing, load up on the Mountain Dew and go do your thing.
Do you think more people will go see a film starring someone they like now versus the story?
I guess. I don't know. I'd have to ask them and interview them, which you know I'm a really good interviewer. But how about a name for part two of this movie? Ready? No swears.
Go ahead.
That's a little off color.
All right.
I bit into Peppermint Patty and tasted Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, my God.
That's one for the...
For American Beauty?
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
I overthought it, I think.
I got you.
I think I'm too ambitious.
Released in September 1999, American Beauty, positively received by critics, grossed $356 million. Yeah. Reviewers praised most aspects of the production, in particular Kevin Spacey and the script and the directing. It won an Academy Award at the 52nd Academy Awards. It won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor for Kevin Spacey, Best Original Screenplay, Best Cinematography. Like I said, I love this movie. It's fantastic. It covers a particular attitude. It says a whole lot about relationships and just the fact that adults just grow very numb and grow into their routine and grow apart from one another. And you know, you should just move on.
That's what I've done. I've grown apart from myself because I'm not my own cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, I lost my train of thought because I wiggled that stupid joke in.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
Great soundtrack.
Bought the soundtrack. They have clips from the movie within the songs.
Sure.
Oh, hello.
I think any great soundtrack should have clips of the movie.
Ugh. Well,
you
what
don't
is
think
it?
So?
No.
Why?
It's like doing what you're doing right now. You're playing the whole version of the song.
Right.
And minimal clips.
What do you mean?
You're playing minimal clips.
Well, I don't have a whole lot
Kevin
of time.
Spacey.
I only got 2 hours.
I know. Let me finish.
Yeah.
You're playing minimal clips of Kevin Spacey and the long version of the music you couldn't hear in the movie.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. It's overthought.
What do you mean?
Forget it. I'm not explaining. I just explained it. What do you mean?
I'm playing this in the background.
Yeah.
So people know we're talking about. We're getting into the production part of the show.
Is this the soundtrack
from the
movie?
People know we're talking about. Yes.
Okay, but it's the extended version, which you did not hear in the movie.
You heard pieces of it.
That's what I'm saying. Pieces.
Yeah.
I've got pieces of April, but it's a morning in May.
That's why you buy the soundtrack to further experience the film.
I think you got to go clean your heads and get a new capstan with a long.
Think of your favorite soundtracks. What would they be?
I don't really. Maybe Jesus Christ Superstar.
It's a great one.
Two songs. I've never seen the movie. Mm-hmm. Never seen the play.
Yeah. How about Hair?
Hair. What about it? Doesn't it look good today? Doesn't my hair look good today? Every day.
American Graffiti. Fantastic
never
soundtrack.
Saw it.
All 50 songs. All
was
early.
Was Laverne or Shirley in that?
I think Laverne may show up in that.
Yeah.
Briefly. Remember Suzanne Summers is in it. Paul LaMatte, of course.
Suzanne Summers. Thank you.
Cindy Williams is in it.
Yeah, she used to be pretty.
Yeah.
Isn't it a shame when you look up someone?
Well, they both were. Cindy Williams and Laverne. I know, Penny Marshall was very pretty, and then she became a disaster.
She used to have an L on her right boob, right?
Yeah.
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 That I liked. But I couldn't thank the voice. I know it's a character.
Yeah.
But I had a guy in Iowa once say, "You want to hate the characters." No, I don't. I want to like you and laugh at you.
Yeah, you want to like? I thought Laverne Shirley was a fantastic.
It was good.
Fantastic.
What city was that sitcom shot in?
It was in Milwaukee.
You just know everything.
I know too much.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, because you understand too much, it's a problem.
I think so. I think a lot of times people can't keep up. Well, that's why I got to slow my brain down.
There's
sometimes.
So much material out there. I could recommend a cruise with a carton of cigarettes and 75 Michelob. Flights. Yeah.
How often do you feel you're misunderstood by people?
Most of the time, because
me too.
I have a compulsion to explain everything to people,
uh-huh.
And then they say you're getting caught up on a tiny technicality. I know that,
uh-huh.
But I'm like a TV guy. I want to hear my own voice. I don't really care about your voice.
I've upset people without meaning to upset them, and I've also over-explained things, or people have felt that I've had an issue with them when I haven't. It's bizarre.
Well, you have to deal with me. I don't have to deal with you, and that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes I bend it and say, let me give this person more than 1 minute, because they could say a nugget. The first thing they say to me may stink.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe the next thing they say to me will be brilliant, and they can give me a ride home.
You never know.
I don't know what happened to me. I'm just not crazy about people, and that's what makes me kind of good, too, because I don't love people.
Yeah. Well, I think you would enjoy this movie.
All right. Now,
check it out.
Do you
again.
Think people that love people have psychological problems,
people
too?
People love it. I think people fall in love too easy. I think there's plenty of those.
Okay.
I think there's people that equate lust with love. I think there's people that just screw people in order to get people to like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. A sexually frustrated suburban father has a midlife crisis after becoming infatuated with his daughter's best friend. That's American Beauty from 1999, 8.4 out of 10 on IMDb, top rated movies, number 65, won 5 Oscars.
Is his daughter's best friend a man or a woman?
His daughter's best friend is a girl.
Okay.
This is the girl with all the roses.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she's got all these roses.
The beautiful blonde.
Oh, yeah, she's the cheerleader.
So, but they never did it.
Actually, yeah, well, they came close.
Yeah, it's not spoiler the same alert. As doing it.
Well, they could have, but he calls it off
because his conscience caught up to him.
Yes,
and he was a married man, I suspect.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't.
And
do
he
it.
Also realized that this girl's broken, just like he is.
Yeah. What do you want to use it for?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a very clever movie.
You know, I
love it.
I like to screw every woman I see. I just don't do it. Yeah. Even the elderly ones with the varicose nipples.
Oh my God!
But I just don't do it.
No.
It's not right. And if a woman hits on me, I don't think that's right either, because all I have to ask a woman is, you're kidding, I actually do it for you?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me why.
In the movie, Lester throws asparagus against the wall.
Oh, Jesus.
He's supposed to throw it on the floor.
Yeah, it's for my gout. Don't throw it.
And instead, the reactions of Annette Bening and Thora Birch are genuine. They freak out. The title of the movie, American Beauty, refers to a breed of roses that, while pretty and appealing in appearance, often prone to rot underneath at the roots and branches of the plant. Thus, the tagline, look closer, tells the viewer that when you look beyond the perfect suburban life, you're going to find something rancid at the root.
Suburban life.
Kevin Spacey improvised everything he does in the car while his character's stoned and singing to American Woman. Yeah. And here's your favorite. Jake Gyllenhaal and Seth Green auditioned for the role of Ricky.
Seth Green. Hey, you mentioned a name. Before you said Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
And Green.
Yes.
What did you say before that?
Ricky Fitz.
No, forget it.
Kevin Spacey. Chris Cooper. Wes Bentley.
Forget it. You can't remember.
No, you don't tell me.
It's because I can't.
You don't tell me.
You're talking so fast, I'm burning calories.
Well, I got to.
Is that from a movie, too? Don't tell me.
I got to fill in the.
Is that from a movie, too?
No.
Don't tell me.
No.
Okay, that's
yours.
I was
just making it up.
Okay, good.
I was being kind of like a Chinese waiter.
You're growing. Yeah. That's growth, Chris.
Dr. Alan Ball, who makes the self-help tapes for Carolyn, is the guy that wrote the movie.
Oh, did you ever hear Brian? He writes for Conan.
Who?
Brian. I can't think of his last name. He writes for Conan.
Brian Kiley?
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever hear his joke about the sleeping tapes?
Yes, yes.
He says, I got some tapes so I can fall asleep easier, and it's waves crashing.
Right.
And just before I'm about to doze off, I hear someone yell, help!
That's right.
I know you remember that joke.
That's good.
I also love Brian Kiley.
I'm looking for the least possible amount
next
of
time.
Responsibility.
No, tell it. Go.
Brian Kiley's joke. I started a lemonade stand when I was young, but I burned it down and collected the insurance.
There you go.
That's the first joke I've ever seen him do.
That's pretty good.
I worked with him once down in Fall River or New Bedford.
Uh-huh.
And back when one of the tennis players, I can't think of her name, the hot brunette chickadee, probably 1993-ish.
Uh-huh.
She got busted with pot, so they threw her off the tour. And he did this joke on, I think, Conan. Well, Conan did this joke. And I said, Brian Kiley, was that your joke? What's her name? Can't play tennis anymore, but she can play on grass. He goes, yeah, that's fine. How'd you know? I go, hey, Lemonade Stand and Crashing Waves. I've been watching you for years.
Uh-huh.
That's it. All right, next time
I'm going to find a movie that you like.
I can't quote someone else's material.
Yeah.
It's painful.
He's funny. That's what it comes down to. Brilliant.
Everything he says is funny, too.
New Line Cinema. Mm-hmm. You know who they are?
Cocaine Cartel. I don't know.
All right, New Line Cinema. Here's the opener for that. Let's move on to flick number four.
What is it?
It's going to be Lord of the Rings. You happy with that? I got to find one that you like before the day's over.
Lord of the Nose it's Lord Rings.
Of the Rings. It's Lord of the Rings. You wanted to be on the show, right?
Yeah, but you invited me.
I did invite you, but I didn't know you didn't know a thing about the five movies.
I told you, I'm not crazy about movies because there are more bad movies than good movies.
Well, it's a movie about the love of film.
You should tell me what it is I'm missing, and you've yet to do that.
I'm trying to. I only have so much time.
You can't penetrate
me. It's like Orson Welles. I'm out of time.
You can't penetrate me. You can't have your way with me, but you've made some good points. They're just not cogent.
It's 43 minutes, 42 minutes left to make
a
point.
All right, here it is. Get out of here.
New Line Cinema. Lord of the Rings. Here we go.
Boy.
Legend tells of a ring created by an ancient evil that gave its wearer the power to enslave the world. Believed lost for centuries, it has now been found.
Is it secret? Is it safe?
This is the one ring forged by the Dark Lord Sauron. Sauron needs only this ring to cover all the lands of a second darkness. He's seeking it. Seeking it all. His thought is bent on it.
No one knows it's here, do they? Do they, Gandalf?
The weapon of the enemy is a gift. Let us use it against him.
You cannot wield it. None of us can.
The ring must be destroyed.
It was made in the fires of Mount Doom. Only there can it be unmade.
I know what I must do, but I'm afraid to do it.
One does not simply walk into Mordor.
There is no other way. Something down there. Precious.
Are you frightened?
Yes.
Not nearly frightened enough.
Flick number four is The Lord of the Rings from 2001.
The music is very nice.
The Fellowship of the Ring is the name of the first one, the first official one. You know how Star Wars was A New Hope?
Never saw that either, sorry.
You never saw Star
Wars?
No,
I'm just a knucklehead. I'm a juvenile delinquent. I was in juvie.
I'm giving you five great movies to see today. I'm giving you a homework assignment. You going to see them? Maybe.
Well, you got them on Blu-ray?
Yeah, I got them Blu-ray and DVD. I got them on Laserdisc, too.
I don't have VHS. I don't have a DVD player.
You got a VHS?
I can only drive a standard. I can't drive an automatic.
Usually I do the quiz. I don't think we have time for the quiz
today. I do. Whatever. Maybe the program.
But I was going to say, the program's fine.
I know.
It's going fine.
It's not great, but it's okay.
It could be better.
Right.
It could be better.
That's my fault.
I think if you were overjoyed with these films, like I am.
Oh, my God. I want to jump for joy, but I'm too fat. Is that good enough for you?
No. Well, the thing is all five are all so different. But they have a lot of themes that I enjoy about life. They say a lot about life. Like, this one is all about friendship. Mm. Like, this is one of the best movies about friendship, as well as one of the best movies about like a road movie. Like, going out on the journey. The movie has nothing really to do with the ring and the final destination. It has to do with the journey. So this movie is the best of the three, and then they made the Hobbit ones afterwards, which were kind of, they were okay, but nothing special.
But
you haven't seen any of them.
No, if you need a lot of friends, that means your parents screwed you up. Is that in the film at all?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, it's always
maybe
the
a little
parents.
Bit.
Yeah.
The thing about this is Peter Jackson, he did a bunch of horror stuff. He was from New Zealand. You know some of the early stuff that Peter Jackson did, the zombie movies, any of that, Dead Alive. You ever see any of those?
Army of Darkness.
Meet the Feebles.
Army of Darkness is
Bad Taste.
Gory as I get.
Okay. Well, he made something very similar to that. Peter Jackson was the director. He's from New Zealand. He made all these like cheap horror movies that made a good amount of money. So he used all this, you know, early like making a lot of makeup stuff, and he did that for Lord of the Rings. And what about Tolkien? Did you read Tolkien as a kid?
I've heard about him in a gymnasium. So that's about it. That's it.
So, but you knew friends that read the Tolkien.
Yeah, I used to see the bookworms on the buses.
Yeah, or maybe play Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, then you ask, what are you reading? They go, what do you care?
Right,
forget
right,
it.
Right.
Forget I asked.
So this is like the vibe for people that like Dungeons and Dragons. Did you like Dungeons and Dragons?
I didn't see it.
No, it was a game. It's a board game.
No.
By Gary Gygax up in Wisconsin.
All these, you know. Stump the Schwab.
I'm a name ESPN. Dropper.
You know, you're just a trivial pursuit to unhappiness.
So,
and
but Dungeons and Dragons. You've heard of the game?
No.
You heard of the movie?
No.
Dungeons and Dragons is a game where I would be I'm the dungeon master. You would be a player, and you would have your character, and you say like, I'm going to be a wizard. I'm going to be an elf. I'm going to be a dwarf.
White pimp.
You could be. And maybe later on, like if you had
later.
Like some people, you had some people, if you wanted to, if you had a good dungeon master, they would let you have a white pimp in there later on if you wanted to. Mm. But the whole point was to go into a dungeon, find treasure, go against monsters, and bond during the whole experience.
And you could kill the monsters or be their friends?
Well, you could cast a friendship spell. If you were a wizard,
listen,
and you would roll a die.
Life itself is hypnotic. I don't need to be under any kind of spell.
Well, so let me give you these, all right? So here's Lord of the Rings that encompasses all this stuff that you had in Dungeons & Dragons 2. And so Tolkien created this like years and years ago, and then people were looking forward to it for so long. And they're like, Peter Jackson's the guy that's going to do it. And he did it. And the first three movies are fantastic. But this first one I love the most because it's all about friendship and it's about the journey. So you could be a hobbit, which is like a little short, like sassy guy, right? They have like hairy feet. They love to eat.
Like Mario Cantone.
They love fireworks. They love fireworks. You could be Gandalf. So he's Gandalf the Grey in this one. And later on, he's Gandalf the White. He dies and comes back to life. He's a wizard. So you could be a hobbit, a wizard. You could be a dwarf, which is like short and stocky, potty.
Deep voice.
Deep voice. Ah, beard.
That's me.
Armor, ugly girlfriends like the dwarves.
That's
the,
me too.
Ugly elf. Elves in the Tolkien world are magical beings.
But they're still small.
No, elves are tall.
Huh.
And they're beautiful. You look at an elf and it almost makes you euphoric because they're so beautiful. And you can't look at them for long because they glow.
Their face is euphoric.
Yeah, just being around them like gives you a sense of warmth.
All right.
And they're very intense. They're magical. You can you could be let's see, what else is there? Let's see, a dwarf.
I think you got them all, but why don't
you
get
like
a
Valkyrie or something, you know, like a female warrior. You got to throw a broad in there.
No, with the female voice?
Yeah, you would always, like, even Dungeons and Dragons, there was always, like, a girl in the neighborhood that everybody, you know,
when are they
gonna would let
throw
play.
Transgender.
Because she was a girl.
And all
oh, I'm sure that's
crazy.
In there. Yeah, like, the elves are transgender.
Siamese twins.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, it's overthought, a lot of stuff, but,
yeah,
you know, you keep saying the word friendship, but, you know, our private conversations leading up to today in the car, you shed low-quality friends after a while because they don't we have to be handled a certain way.
You have to be the hero of your own story.
I'm not going
to
explain how you should handle me.
Mm-hmm.
You should kind of know.
Do you like that quote? You have to be the hero of your own story.
Yeah,
I made that one up. You like that one?
I thought it was Lee Marvin.
Great actor, Lee Marvin.
Get that tall elf out of here.
We could add a Lee Marvin movie fest.
He was in not the dirt. No, he was in the Dirty Dozen.
Uh huh. Oh, I got one. Aragorn is he's a ranger. So you can have like a ranger, like a guy that can track people, almost like a Western guy
with a gun.
No, he's got an arrow. Huh. He's got a bow and arrow.
Got darts.
Yeah, he's a ranger. So a ranger would have like they. Well, later on there would be guns, but like in the Tolkien verse, it was all like battle axe, arrows, pikes. Maces, people good with ropes.
Day camp stuff. What about what era, year is this,
Sam,
if there is one?
Sam Gamgee is one of the guy's names. Samwise, Sam Gamgee is Frodo's best friend.
Let me get a question in sideways.
Uh-huh.
What era would this be, like 1492? Or?
Well, it was written, and The Lord of the Rings was a sequel to The Hobbit.
Okay.
The Hobbit was 1937.
Okay.
It was written between 37 and 49, and it finally came out in the 50s. But this is timeless. It's another world. It's a completely different world. So it's not Earth. It's Tolkienverse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any toll booths?
But it's good. I think you would enjoy it. There's like armies of zombies and orcs
spaceships
and stuff.
And all that crap.
No.
Not about space.
No, but they create things. They have like giant elephants in the third one that like attack people. Mm. There's the orcs create like this tower. There's an evil wizard. There's like an eye in the sky.
Okay.
There's you got to get the ring, and the ring, like, you can control everybody if you get the ring. And there's all kinds of magic in it. And
the ring gives you another ride on the roundup.
Well, the ring, when you put it on, it'll make you invisible. But it'll also get you closer to Sauron, who's like the bad guy.
Oh,
and it brings you to the dark place.
Can we go to the next movie, please? It's too hard. As one of my girlfriends used to say, let me try to get my arms around what you just said.
It's so good. You have to see it.
Is it the simplicity that makes it good?
It is. It's deep and it's simple. Plus, you have Gandalf the Grey attacks. He fights the Balrog in this one, which is this giant fire beast.
Balrog.
It's a Balrog. Mm. Yeah.
ROG Balrog.
BALROG. Balrog.
Only one L, because they don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CinemaScore gives it an A-. Peter Travers said it's emotion that makes the fellowship stick hard in the memory. And Jackson deserves to revel in its success. He made a 3-hour film that leaves you wanting more. And I agree with that. I saw this film in Christmas of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Blown away.
Right after
9/11.
Yeah.
So it brought me back.
I see.
It brought me to a different world, but it also brought me back into what matters. And that's friendship.
I think you wish you were either Rex...
Reed?
Rex Reed or Gene Shalit. You're right. I almost said Rex Smith. I almost screwed the joke
up. I think I would be more of a Gene Shalit than a Rex Reed. And I was more of an Ebert than a Siskel.
Did you ever hear Chance Langston's joke?
No.
Who fed Roger Ebert? That was back before he ended up with a mouth like that little plastic thing you
awful.
Gave me today.
It was awful.
No, it's just
to
horrible
him.
To watch someone disintegrate.
Budget was $93 million. It made $871 million. It's 178 minutes, but if you get the director's cut, it's like 4.5 hours. But it's epic.
That's another problem I have with it's all computer graphic crap.
Well, it is. In a lot of it is. A lot of good costumes.
It's not real.
There's horses in it. You like horses?
Yeah. They shoot them still, don't they?
They do.
What about, you know what? I do like beautifully designed sets like The Odd Couple, the original.
Sure.
Odd Couple, you look at the bookcases and you go, geez, even the color of the mahogany, they know what they're doing.
This is a step up for production design, Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
You got to check it out. Elijah Wood's in it.
I'll probably never see it.
Elijah Wood's in it. He's also in the next movie, too. But, you know Elijah Wood?
Yeah, I think he's from Iowa, isn't he?
He may be.
I think he is. I used to live in Iowa, so I bought some bib overalls.
I don't know. Yeah, he's Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Yeah, you're right. 1981.
That's where I lived. Wow. Cedar Rapids.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a great time back in the 90s into 2006, but then everything's changed so much today.
Yeah. It won 4 Oscars. It's top rated on IMDb at number 11. You can find it on Prime. I have it on Blu-ray. This is one I got on Blu-ray. This is one you have to see on Blu-ray because of the effects.
I'll see it with you. So you can watch my reaction.
I want you to enjoy it, though. I don't want you to just come and be like, like my brother falls asleep after 5 minutes, wakes up, and says,
"He's bored. He's bored with life."
Yeah, well,
I'll have a couple of cups of coffee and then watch it. And then you could put it on pause and say, whatever, what'd you think of that, Larry?
Yeah. Orlando Bloom's in it. He plays one of the elves.
Is he black?
No, he's white. He would have to be black now in 2018. Yeah.
Why?
Because they need a black elf.
There's always one.
Well, it's 2001 then. It's 2018 now. You need a black elf. But you know who else is in it? Aerosmith's kid. Steven Tyler's kid's in it. She's gorgeous. Liv Tyler.
L-I-V.
Oh, my God. She's
gorgeous. Todd Rundgren is the actual father of Liv.
Really?
I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
I don't know.
Or...
She knows her mother, right?
Todd Rundgren's wife, B.B. something, that wrote a book on with the band, Pam DeBarnes, I think. She's the mother of Liv Tyler.
I think Liv Tyler's gorgeous. I could sit there and just watch her like eat a sandwich all day.
She's not aging too well, though.
No?
No.
What happened to her? She's just over 40, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the thing. That's my theory. Anybody over 40, lousy.
Sometimes it's 50.
You know, it was an awful movie. Armageddon. Horrible.
Is Bruce Willis?
Horrible movie.
That's what you get for 41. Going to a Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah, she's 41.
He never did anything for me.
I still think she's gorgeous. Good looking broad.
Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Sylvester Stallone open Planet Hollywood.
Right.
Versus an actor's studio with James Lipton. Come on, will you?
Yeah.
But I like seeing Sylvester Stallone get interviewed because he's hilarious.
Yeah.
But he just makes the same movie over and over.
Let me tell you one thing about Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. One more thing.
Okay.
No Gollum in it. You know who Gollum is?
Spell it.
He's the one that has the precious. He
spell
calls
it.
The ring the precious.
Spell it.
G-O-L-L-U-M.
That word I've seen.
Uh-huh.
It's a word, not a name, correct?
No, it's a name.
Okay.
He's this creature. It turns out... He was a hobbit, and the ring corrupts him, and he turns into this creature. Because remember I said if you put the ring on, if you're around it enough, it makes you evil.
Or you disappear, I believe.
You can become invisible. But even holding it, you get obsessed by it.
So one of the prompts is you become a monster or you become invisible.
Yeah, you kind of go the dark. You don't say the dark side because that's different. Christopher Lee's in it, too.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Christopher Lee?
Sorry.
My God. He was in all the Harrow films. All the Hammer films, he played Dracula, he died at 93, he was Count Dooku in Star Wars. No?
That's great, you know all the stuff that doesn't...
Bean? No? Hugo Weaving? Matrix guy? No?
Never saw the Matrix.
Cate Blanchett?
Heard the name.
Gorgeous.
Is she a pretty girl? Yeah, I think I've seen her.
Viggo Mortensen?
I think I've seen... Italian guy?
Kind of,
His name's Viggo.
You see History of Violence? He's in the fantastic
movie. Yeah, I love watching violence.
Viggo. He was in 28 Days, Carlito's Way, Perfect Murder, Walk on the Moon. And, of course, Ian McClellan plays Gandalf the Grey.
I like Carlito's Way because Sean Penn had enough makeup on. I didn't know it was him, so I enjoyed it.
Sean Penn. Carlito's Way was great. He played a great lawyer in that, Sean Penn.
Al Pacino was in it, too.
I think yes.
One of the final things Carlito's Way. He shoots him in the hospital, and he goes, goodbye, counsel.
Yes,
I believe. Yeah,
he's good in that.
I love Al Pacino.
Look, when you watch Lord of the Rings, when you finally do, Peter Jackson does show up as a man of Bree. He's like in the bar scene.
Cheese?
B-R-E-E.
That's cheese.
It's a place. No, that's B-R-I-E.
Oh, yeah, they changed it.
Dominic Monaghan, did you ever watch Lost?
No.
He's one of the hobbits. John Rhys-Davies, you ever see Flash Gordon?
No.
He's a Hawkman in Flash Gordon.
I saw Flesh Gordon at the drive-in in 1976 with Fritz the Cat.
All right. You got some...
Simmer down.
You got some Lord of the Rings to watch.
I'm not doing any freaking homework.
Let me see. Okay, out of the
I'm
four.
I'm never coming back
out
here
again. Out of the
again.
Four. You've seen Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
But that's worth rewatching to you.
Yeah.
So let's say so American Beauty.
No, because Kevin Spacey bums me out. And that blonde chick, I don't have a chance with that blonde chick with the roses.
I love it. And what was the other one that we did?
I don't know. I'm not listening. I'm not paying attention.
It was, of course, it was Shawshank Redemption.
Okay. Yeah, I may watch that one day. But all I right. want you to lead me into this. I don't want to sit in a room by myself and watch it. And I won't fall asleep.
All right.
I'll have a couple of coffees.
Yeah.
And then... you could put the movie on pause if your stupid phone goes off, mm-hmm. and that's the way I'm going to watch it. Or if you want to take me to a theater,
I
may watch it in the theater.
I don't pause. I don't usually pause my films.
Me either.
I like sitting in the dark.
But why not go to a film festival one day and
I
see
have.
Three movies for $35?
I hold my own.
Is IMAX overrated?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hold my own. I just have my own film fest. And whoever shows up, whoever's around, I'll do it.
Invite me next time and...
You're never around.
Don't even tell me what you're
like
going to play.
Iowa last time.
Don't even tell me what you're going to load in. Just do it.
Isn't that fun?
Larry,
see, I always wanted to do a film night and just have people over, have some food,
yeah.
and have Larry, just and whatever.
I think you're going to like this, but if you don't, that's okay too. And just start the stupid movie and don't play any commercials.
I used to do that in the past.
I used to
have just the film night.
No more Dave Dinger ads. How does Dinger do it? We don't know. I don't want to hear it. No 99 restaurants. No previews of coming attractions. Thank you.
Do you remember the left on Spitbrook, right on Daniel Webster?
Yeah. Barry and Elliot.
Barry and Elliot.
The original.
How about Maurice the Pantsman? Do you remember Maurice the Pantsman?
TV or radio?
It was radio, yeah.
Give me the ad.
Come down to Maurice the Pantsman.
Where was this? New Hampshire, it sounds like.
I think it was Worcester.
Oh, that's even worse.
It was either that or Fitchburg, maybe? Maurice the Pants, man.
Remember Bob Seibel's joke? I grew up in Lynn. My mother told me, eat the lead paint, one day you'll be funny.
Yeah, it was Worcester. Here we go. Maurice the Pants, man.
Okay.
Maybe I'll play it. Hold on. We'll play it real quick.
Not that I care. Is it real a white quick. Guy or a black guy?
I don't know. It's Maurice the Pants, man.
Maurice is a black name.
Yeah, but I don't think he was black.
No, Richard Pryor says, a lot of white people named black, a lot of black people named white.
That's right.
I love it.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. All right,
minutes.
Just as an aside, here's Maurice the Pants Man.
20 more minutes, please.
Maurice the Pants Man. What do you mean? This is a great show.
No, I don't remember this. It's an ad, not a show.
Apparently, some
no, I mean
people
this
haven't
show.
Heard that Maurice the Pantsman has reopened his Worcester store. That's right, the original Maurice the Pantsman is back. You'll find the best brands and the best prices.
I know who
Stop
that is talking.
About what you're going to wear and where you're going to get it, because Maurice the Pantsman.
Well, this isn't
back.
Maurice the Pantsman.
We're so glad you're back.
Head down to Maurice.
Well, there's a lot of black people.
It could be the new one. Kelly Square, it could be the new one, but you say there's an older one.
Yeah, but that's not Maurice.
Get dressed again.
Wow, what's up with those?
With
two?
The Mauricettes.
That's not actually Maurice the Pantsman.
Well,
doing
it's probably the new one because he said, we close what we reopened. That's the new stupid ad.
I don't get it.
Well, go back.
Nah,
original.
It's not worth it.
No, original Maurice ads.
Worcester. Yeah, I don't have time. It's like Orson Welles.
You got 20.
Yeah, but I gotta talk about the fifth movie. Plus,
I have
the top 10 movies of the weekend. We're going to go over those. I'm not going to give you the quiz.
We know remote farm in Lincolnshire with a card gather. Do you really mean that? You didn't say it. He did.
Your friend. But basically, the thing was, come on down to Maurice the Pants Man. And he had like that cigarette, like half in the bag.
What
drunk.
Did he wear?
Pants.
He's
Maurice
no hat?
The Pants Man. No, he just had
all
his
right,
pants.
I'll go look it up.
Yeah.
In Shirley, when I go to a place that you won't visit. What do you spend so much time in New Hampshire for? Don't you find it a boring, tedious
existence? It's tax-free, though.
It's tax-free?
Yeah.
Not when you buy something.
Well,
there's no state income tax.
No, I just go there.
I know, but do you go to a hotel?
I know people.
Do you go to a hotel or do you go in a tent?
No, I go to hotels.
Good. I stay with people and save a little money.
Yeah.
Drive them crazy, then they go to a hotel.
Now, usually people celebrate me when I come. If they don't know me that well, they celebrate me. When people know me more, they don't celebrate me as much, although they should.
They know they play Celebrate Me Home by Kenny Loggins when you're leaving.
Well, this is one of the great things about Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, is they basically go over a whole relationship in a couple of hours, including the things that people love about one another and the things that people just absolutely hate about one another, but they still stay together.
But they talk about the love followed by the hate.
It's a little combination of both. Have you seen this one? All right, I'm going to play the opening. I'm going to play the trailer.
It's been recommended to me, but of course I haven't got around to seeing it.
Yeah, this is great. You're going to love it. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, flick number 5 here on Watch This.
We're going to get you some popcorn if you don't shut up.
No jokes about my name. You like?
You look like a tangerine.
I want to be a great, big, huge elephant.
You're trying to figure out, did I have sex with someone tonight?
Isn't that how you get people to like you?
Here at Lacuna, we have a safe technique for the focused erasure of troubling memories.
Is there any risk of brain damage?
Technically, the procedure is brain damage.
But it's on a par with a night of heavy drinking. Nothing you'll miss.
My head already hurt.
That baby's history.
It's all being wiped away.
They're erasing you, Clem. You'll be gone by morning.
Whoa, careful.
What?
Step back. Roach the guy.
I loved you on this day.
Please let me keep this memory.
The eraser guys are coming here.
Wake yourself up!
We're working like gangbusters.
Why do somewhere deeper?
Can you hear me? I don't want this anymore! I want to call it off!
He's off the mat. You seem to have lost him for a moment.
Oh, dear.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I want my mommy.
This is sort of warped.
Remember the Alamo. Remember the Sabbath day. And keep it holy. But why remember a destructive love affair? Here at Lacuna, we have perfected a safe, effective technique for the focused erasure of troubling memories. Our patented non-surgical procedure will rid you of painful memories and allow you a new and lasting peace of mind you never imagined possible. Don't forget, with Lacuna, you can forget.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. And I need your loving. sunshine. And everybody's gonna learn sometime. Everybody's gonna learn sometime. Everybody's gonna learn sometime. Change your heart, look around you, change your heart, it will astound you, I need your love. We'll be right back.
You didn't think it was going to be this much work.
Is it almost over? Or?
9 minutes. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Fantastic movie. Says everything you need about a relationship. Makes you fall in love. Makes you hate the person. Makes you fall in love again.
When you fall in love, you fall from what love is.
I think there's certain expectations that each person has. And you also fall in love with something. You fall in love with the idea of that person because you don't know them very well.
Yeah, and then getting to know them is a lot of laughs.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
I can't really talk about love because I've never been in love. I have seen women and said, boy, I could love that girl.
Yeah.
But then she opens her mouth and I want to move to Costa Rica. You know what I'm saying? I just
never a long-term relationship.
Want to go to Wright's Pond and skip some rocks. Wright's Pond's in Medford, too.
So no long-term relationships.
No, I can't take it. I don't know if I'm capable of having long-term friendships. But I'm trying to do something about it.
I think you've gotten better over the years.
I'm more calm and gentle.
I think there's trust issues because you've been hurt in the past.
Yeah. I'm like a stripper. I'm a broken toy. But the thing is, like I said a few hours back, you can fix anything.
Yep.
If you bust your butt, you can turn it all around. But then I can't get past people disappointing me.
I think people give up.
I don't think I disappoint anybody. That's how bad I got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think people give up and they don't want to do the work.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's just a shame. And in this movie, what's great, I don't want to give away the film, but it's fantastic. And both of them try, and they try as hard as they can, even when the worst thing about the relationship is getting along with one another. And the one relationship that does work in the movie, you see David Cross, and he has a wife in the movie, and they are just arguing the whole time, but they're the only couple that stays together the entire movie. It's pretty interesting. It's a well-layered movie. Won best screenplay in 2004. And I saw this down in Florida when I was going to visit my grandmother in Naples. Took a day off, went to go see the movies. Blew me away.
Surprise.
Blew me away. One of the movies that made me cry. And it still made me cry. I watched it again yesterday. It makes me cry. Okay. It's very emotional. And not much makes me cry. Women make me cry.
Oh, that's what you get for misusing them. You kind of deserve it in a roundabout way.
Shay and Derek just walked in.
Two people just walked in. Let's identify them.
Would you like to? Well, they've got a show for 2 hours after this, so they're going to get their time in.
All right.
Let's focus on me and you in the top 10. You want to do the top 10? You want to talk
not?
About
Give
this
me
movie
more pressure.
More.
It's just what I need.
How about Let's the top 10 movies over the weekend? Want
to
do that?
You mean you want me to watch?
Well, we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about just whether or not you want to see them or not.
Okay.
You want to do that?
I could say no 10 times.
So
I like to see
them
with
you. Do
you want
to do it? Yeah, jump on.
I like to see them with you.
You want to go to 10 movies with me?
How about 2 5-days a week?
Derek's going to jump on. Jay's going to jump on. And I'm going to play, I'll play some stuff in the background.
I know it's not right to not like movies.
Let's do the top 10.
That's just how I'm wired.
Over the weekend.
I know.
Let's see. I got to get your mics on.
Would you rather hear music?
Hello, Derek. Hello,
or watch movies?
Hey, kids. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Sorry, I have laryngitis, but you could tell everyone you're listening to a live phone sex operator.
We'll take you how you are. Don't adjust your personality.
How could someone not like movies? Movies
I don't
are
know.
Awesome.
I'll tell you
Larry,
why.
Larry, he came in, he wanted to do the movie show, and he hasn't seen any of the five. Well, he has seen the five movies, but he didn't enjoy a lot of them. He likes music more than the movies, but it was an interesting, as a guest, to see me so excited about these five movies, and you're like, they're not that good.
I don't care
good.
If you're excited. Yeah. I care if I'm adaptable.
But did I win you over on any of the five? Which one would you see again?
I
Citizen Kane?
I have to think about it.
Citizen Kane is the worst.
No.
Oh,
no.
I love Citizen
that
Kane.
I like. Because
oh,
wow. I love Orson Welles. But
no.
Let me
People
ask you this.
Say they like Citizen Kane because it makes them sound smart.
Who let the Philistine
Citizen
into the
Kane
studio?
I was a film major in college.
Yeah, so was I. You're
I
a Philistine.
Citizen Kane, fantastic.
Citizen Kane is one of the most boring movies I've ever watched.
No.
I get like, oh my God. My sled, whatever. But
Orson Welles does nothing
but
for
there's
you.
More to it.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's more that it's based on William Randolph Hearst, who is the main reason that marijuana is illegal. So I have
crazy,
personal beef.
The crazy blonde broad. She was the star of it.
You know, maybe backing off that marijuana would help your voice. Holiday adjacent.
Right.
I haven't smoked
Holiday
in
adjacent.
5 days. That's why I'm being such a butthead
no,
right
but
now.
No, but you'll be going back.
Let's do our top 10. We got a few minutes before
I'm wired
your show.
To listen. I'd rather hear music or news than movies. That's it.
I got you. So yeah, Larry didn't like Citizen Kane, American Beauty, Lord of the Rings.
Like Citizen Kane.
Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind, Shawshank Redemption.
Eternal Sunshine is awesome. You didn't like Fantastic. Shawshank Redemption?
I've never seen it. Never
Eternal
seen
Sunshine
I'm trying
is,
to tell you.
Yeah. And,
fantastic movie. All
Eternal Sunshine
tens.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
American Beauty is hot garbage.
Well, one of my favorite things about Eternal Sunshine, as someone who... That's what being a film major like ruined movies for me because you break down every little aspect of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't just enjoy a movie anymore. But I like that they did timeline by the color of Kate Winslet's hair. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, if it's blue,
super
it's this
clever.
Part.
I watched it
if
again
last night. If it's tangerine,
night.
It's this part.
Always makes me cry.
What if I told you I don't like visual images unless they look like you? Could you handle it?
This tea is very hot.
Okay.
The hate you give is number 10. $2.1 million, 26.7 over the weekend, 6 weeks. The Hate You Give, I don't know anything about it. I'm going to go. So this is See It, Rent It, Skip It.
You haven't seen it? What's the problem?
This is See It, Rent It, Skip It. So The Hate You Give, star witnesses a fatal shooting of her childhood best friend and faces pressure from the community, and she stands up for what's right. I don't know anything about it. I'm going to skip it. Larry, is that something you'd want to see?
No. Do me a favor. Don't invite me back here again.
See you it. Explain that. Which of the three? So it's skip
especially
it.
Especially with the giant Amazon attacking
listening.
You.
Is this one that we want to go see?
All I heard you say, rent it, skip it, buy it. That's all.
The
I...
Hate You Give. Would you see it, rent it,
no.
or skip it?
Who's in it?
No, see it, rent it, skip it.
It's well. This is that. Okay. This
if there's
is
nobody I know. I may go see it.
It doesn't have George Papad in it.
George
Papad. It has Amanda Stenberg.
I don't know who she is.
All right. So I'm guessing it's skip it.
Does she work at a barista or a kiosk?
This is, what does she do?
This,
is,
this gonna, dude may be my new best friend.
Derek Shea, Hate You Give. See it, rent it, skip it.
I would say not rent it, but like maybe like if it comes out on Netflix. I don't like to cry in front of people.
Well,
and it sounds like something that's going to make me cry.
No, you're right.
Cry.
It's a private thing to have a cry. And there's no shame if you're alone.
Yeah, but if you're
mall,
if you're at the movies or the mall, you're just
if I see someone crying, I go over and say, "What can I do to snap you back?" I'm pretty good at it.
That's what I miss about New York City. I cried walking down 30 blocks of Broadway once. Mm-hmm. No one even looked at me.
But surprised you didn't get mugged.
What Derek, were you crying see you rent over? To skip
are
it.
Are you kidding? I had a shiv in my hand.
I'm.
Did you just feel grumpy? Is that why you cried?
The hate you give.
I'm pro hate.
My grandmother
so
died.
I'm going to say rent it.
You're going to say rent it.
Yeah.
All right. We've got nine more to go. Let's do this quick.
Yeah, 45 seconds.
In a big picture. Halloween, number 9. I still haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it. Jamie Lee Curtis.
You've already seen it.
Larry?
You're Jamie not Lee see it Curtis, yet? Yeah, she's topless. I'll go watch it.
She's not going to do that anymore.
Okay.
It's 2018.
All right. So why go?
Rent it? Skip it?
I'll just listen to Aerosmith, side A.
All right. And sounds like a skip it from
get
Larry.
Get your wings.
Shay, Halloween?
Skip it. I'm
Derek, did you see
I'm
it?
I'm over
no,
it.
It's a remake.
Nope. I know.
I'm
going to rent it on this.
I
read one review that broke me on wanting to go see that movie that basically said, if you've seen Halloween H2O, you've already seen this movie and you've seen a better version of it.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, that's enough. Don't need to go.
I'm still going to go see it. I don't know when, but I will before.
Yeah,
I mean, if it like comes up